You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So firstly, welcome back to New Zealand. How does it feel to be back in the country?
Oh yeah, thank you. Great. I love New Zealand. Huge fan. My partner is from New Zealand well. So huge fan of your people.
glad to hear that.
I love being over here.
Hell yeah. And So you first got your start in comedy back home in Australia in 2013. How has your comedy sort of developed over the past 12 years?
It has become funny.
you'd hope, eh? You'd hope.
You would hope. Look, I think that's probably the main thing. The skills have developed. I know how to write jokes about anything now. So I guess the subject matter covered in my shows is much more varied these days. I think for most comedians starting out, we sort of mine our youths and schooling and previous employment and all of those sort of things because they're the big ticket items that are easy for us to sort of craft jokes around. But as you get better at writing jokes, you can move further afield and you can write whole hours on sea creatures.
yeah, we will talk about that because I am so curious about it. This isn't your first time performing in New Zealand. You made your debut at the New Zealand International Comedy Festival last year. Has your experience performing here been different than back in Australia?
A little. New Zealand audiences can be a little bit shy to begin with. You're a lot more respectful over here, generally speaking,
really?
Than Australian audiences can be. Yeah. Yeah, which is, it's lovely. I think the first time that I properly performed to a New Zealand audience was on a comedy cruise, and it was out of Auckland. And so 3 nights with a bunch of comedians, and my friends were like, New Zealand audiences can be different to Australian audiences. They can be quieter, but it's not because they're not enjoying it. They're actually just listening and taking it all in. And it was very good advice. It was a good heads up to receive, but I had a blast. And incidentally, some of the people from that cruise came to my show last night in Wellington. So.
True.
Yeah, so, but other than that, I mean, I find New Zealand audiences to be totally up for fun, willing to be swept along on a journey with you. I find it an absolute delight to perform for you over here. So, yeah, I'm thrilled to be back. I'm so excited.
Awesome. And I do want to touch on what you said about Australian audiences because it sounds kind of scary over there. What has your experience been like in Australia?
It's so scary. Never come. that is absolutely not true. It's, Australian audiences can just be a bit rowdier.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of lineup shows over here in Auckland last year for the New Zealand International Comedy Festival. And I also ended up coming back and doing a little mini tour later in the year of at Hamilton, Palmy North, went back to Auckland and to Christchurch as well, and had a blast at every single one of them. But just, I don't know, I don't think respectful is quite the right word, but I hadn't encountered a really rowdy audience over here in New Zealand, whereas if you go up into Queensland in Australia, you know that you're getting a pumping audience. There's probably going to be people yelling out at you, usually thinking they're helping and whatever, like not maliciously, but it can just be a different vibe. And I think there's different parts of Australia where we're like, okay, all right, we're heading over there. We know what we might be in for. And you know, at this stage of my career, that's really fun and really exciting. And it's cool having the tools in the toolkit to deal with any kind of audience. But, yeah, they can just be really rowdy over there. And it's just a completely different vibe. And it's good to be experienced when walking into those kinds of environments.
Fair enough. And I guess you mentioned something really interesting just there about, like, how different areas react sort of differently to your comedy. Are you sort of seeing the same thing here in New Zealand? Because Auckland's very different to Palmerston North, which is very different from Hamilton, which is very different from Wellington. So I guess, are you seeing a difference in the sort of crowds and how they're reacting?
Well, that's a really good question. And to be honest with you, I think I'm too new over here to notice that yet, in that I think One really awesome thing is that you New Zealanders are taking a punt on me. So people have seen me on telly. I've done 7 days. I've got a full-hour special that was up on Three Now for a while. I think it might even still be up there at the minute. A lot of New Zealanders watched that. I did the gala last year on the TV as well. So people semi-know me, but not like they do in Australia. So people are coming out to see me live for the first time. And with that, there's always a tiny bit of trepidation. Like, we don't know what it's going to be about. You know, we don't know if she's going to, you know, single us out and you know, make us tell her what we do, or, you know, all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I preface my shows with that I'm famous in Australia for not doing crowd work. But I think everyone's giving me some breathing room. And I remember it from when I was earlier in my career in Australia, that people are just like, all right, we don't know much about her, we're just going to let her get through it. Whereas in Australia, they know me better. And so now, you know, people are like, yeah, we can yell out at her and, you know, she'll have fun with it or whatever. And she won't be mean to us. And, or, you know, we can chime in if we feel appropriate or like whatever. Whereas in New Zealand, I feel that people are like, we're going to give her some breathing room to get through her show. We're going to suss her out, and we're going to slowly get to know her that way. And it's lovely. I did my first show in Wellington last night, and they were just a delight. Mm. Like they had a lovely time. They got involved and excited, but there's still that respectful, like, all right, she's doing her show, we're going to let her do that.
Yeah.
Whereas in Australia, with some audiences that are more familiar with me, they might be like, oh, come on, Kirsty, like when I say something. Or, but over here, they're like, no, we're getting to know her. Let's let this relationship simmer along respectfully for a while.
It's like being on a first date, right? You don't want to put yourself out there much. So you're just like, oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, and I love that the audiences are on their best behaviour as well. Like, yeah. I'm bringing them my A game, so they keep coming back to my shows. And they're also like, all right, we'll be well-behaved and we'll bring our friends to the show and hopefully she'll come back. And so we're just courting each other politely at the moment, and I'm here for it.
Which is kind of cute and romantic in a way.
It's so romantic. I love you, New Zealand, and I know it's mutual.
No wonder your partner's a Kiwi.
That's exactly right. I'm dating the whole nation.
Yep. All four of us. All right. Now, let's talk about your upcoming show in Auckland, at least, because, as you said, you had your first show for the Comedy Festival in Wellington yesterday. Now, the show is called Everything I Need to Say About Sea Creatures. What is your relationship with the animals of the ocean, and why go about your comedy through sea creatures?
Well, it started out as a bit of a running joke with some of the stalwart fans in Australia, where some people noticed that my last 3 or 4 shows that I toured around the country ended on sea creatures, despite being about absolutely nothing to do with sea creatures.
Right, yeah.
And they identified the pattern, and we thought it was really funny. So I had this joke where I was like, let's just get it all out there on the table in a 1-hour show next year. So I wrote this show, and of course I haven't managed to get everything that I need to say about sea creatures into the show. So unfortunately, I don't think it's broken the trend, and there will be future references to sea creatures. But I'm a massive animal lover. I live by the bay in Melbourne. I go snorkeling in the bay. I'm heading out to Western Australia next month to go snorkeling with the whale sharks out at Ningaloo. And I'm just a huge fan of the ocean and of everything within it. And I had a bunch of stories attached to that growing up, and also, you know, from my adult life as well. And I had like a cracking encounter on a whale watching cruise last year that as soon as it was over, I was like, oh wow, that's 100% got to be in the show. And I'm fascinated by it, and my social media algorithms are very heavily influenced by that. So whenever I'm scrolling on Instagram or TikTok, it's always just the creatures of the deep, and I'm learning stuff about them all the time. And yeah, I just love it. And I think it's this magical kingdom that we have access to if we want to. And and there's so many funny and interesting and wild things about it that I was like, yeah, this is going to have broad appeal.
Hmm.
And plenty of people have come to the show who don't care about sea creatures whatsoever, and they've still had a lovely time. And that's important to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess, have you had to do much research on sea creatures to sort of curate your jokes?
It really lands across my desk. I mean, having a cursed algorithm that is almost exclusively about the ocean now has actually been a pure delight in this instance, because just constantly accidentally I'm learning stuff all the time. And the show's been evolving. Like, I've done it in a bunch of cities already in Australia, and constantly I read something and I'm like, oh, no, I've got to cram that in now. that's too good. I've got to get rid of something and make room for that. But then, you know, there were some other things that I had to, you know, explore a little bit deeper. But the crux of it is that, and this is the messaging that I've been, you know, telling people over and over, I'm not a marine biologist. I'm a comedian with a snorkel and a few silly stories about the ocean and a few favourite sea creatures. So it's all very accessible. I'm not going into the scientific biology of any species or anything like that. But, yeah, a lot of it I already knew, and I got to do a little bit more reading to find some stuff.
So the audience doesn't have to bring their own notes heading into your show, is what you're saying, pretty much.
It's a good point to make, and no, they don't. They can kick back and relax and have a giggle.
Awesome. And I guess, what should people expect from the show?
It's a very typically me show. It's an hour of feel-good, fun comedy. I'm known for it in Australia. You might learn a few things that you didn't know about some sea creatures, but as I said, I'm not a marine biologist. It's not a scientific lecture. It's full of jokes, big laughs. But yeah, people are thoroughly enjoying it, and they're bringing their teens and tweens along as well. I'm also very well known for being a clean comedian. So this show doesn't have any swear words in it at all. And, you know, the bluest material is about how amorous dolphins can be. And and that's about it. And that's nature, baby. That's not rude. That's nature.
It's just a fact.
So, so it's, you know, people are just leaving after having a lovely hour of laughter. And that's what I always endeavour to do with my stand-up shows. I just want people to have a nice time for an hour and get away from the daily grind. So that is what people can expect.
Awesome. And for those wanting to come along, where are tickets available? Where can they find more information and all that sort of good stuff?
Yeah, cool. So New Zealand Comedy Festival website, that's got all the info right on there. So I've got shows. I've got two more shows in Wellington. I've got shows in Auckland, and I've got one show in Christchurch. It's also on my website, Kirsty Webeck. That's webeck.com. And you can just go to the shows page, and that's all listed on there as well.
That was the lovely Kirsty Webeck, who will be coming up to Auckland to perform her very awesome-sounding show, Everything I Need to Say About Sea Creatures. She will have shows on the 20th and the 21st and the 24th at the Q Theatre.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.